This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour. It's Friday, the 27th of March, last Friday of the third month of 2020. If you asked me a month ago, would the last Friday of March be like the last Friday of February, I'd say, yeah, probably it'll be warming up, it'll be springtime, and that's about it. Meanwhile, there are the usual things to think about and the unusual things to think about. I've decided that there are two types of people, ladies. The type who live in darkness and who want to stay in the darkness, and those who are in the darkness and they want to emerge from the darkness. I'm one. I don't know if I'm in the darkness. I'm not sure I'm either of those. I don't think you are either, any of you. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, and you here together on the DJV program. Are you in darkness and do you want to be in the light? Or do you want to, are you desperate to stay in the darkness because you want to do the oh, woe is me thing? When you realize where you are and the reason for you being where you are, the reason you chose where you are, because that's what happens. You make choices. We all make choices. There are lots of choices to be made. A lot of people are making the right choices. Some people are still making the wrong choices. I'd like to think that we help people figure out which some of the right choices are. Not to be morbid, but there are a lot of people who are dying from this flu epidemic. Noticing numbers, if the numbers are important to you, I don't know that they're particularly important. It's like we were bragging, listening to the news media last night. I put it on for about 4.5 seconds. We have more people dying here than anywhere else. We have more cases.
Well, it's pretty surprising that we've surpassed China.
That no, we haven't. Surprising. That's not correct.
Maybe we have not correct. Saying that the number, the CDC has said that. Everyone is saying that we've surpassed China.
I don't care what
China.
The CDC says. The people who are on the inside when it comes to what's going
on
in China.
He's on the inside more than the CDC.
You've heard, I think what he's saying is
you've heard the person
numbers.
From the Epoch right. Times who yeah. says the numbers are 40 times there, and I've heard that from at least three or four different sources. So I don't care what the CDC says when it comes to that. They're not the experts. When
based
it
on
comes
reporting,
to what's going
the United
on.
States has more cases
right.
Than,
right.
than other.
But who's reporting? I guess
well,
the,
that's
the
it.
Question.
And who's accurately reporting?
Because and why does it make a difference? And we have more than everybody else. We're not
human life matters, I think.
Well, I'm not saying it doesn't matter.
Lost his grandmother yesterday. We're dealing with this virus in a very personal way, so it does matter, and the numbers do matter, and human life absolutely does matter. And when it hits home as closely as it did for us yesterday, it matters. It absolutely matters.
Well, it doesn't. I'm not. You can have the thought that you have, and that's fine. I don't agree. I don't think that the numbers that we have on China are accurate at all, but I don't think that has anything to do with what's going on here in terms of how many people have it, why they have it, who's going along with the program and who isn't going along with the program. And I would say, frankly,
New York
as a
is about to explode with this. It's going to be horrible. Next week is going to be like a war zone. New York already feels that way to a lot of people, but next week is absolutely just going to explode with these numbers because there are people who have been on ventilators for a month now that are not going to make it. So it's really horrible. And I agree with you. I totally do not trust the reporting that came from China at all. I've been on the same page with you all along. I'm just saying, as of now, like Jen said, the reported numbers have us ahead of China. And I think it's a wake-up call to people who are not self-isolating, to people who are not doing what we're supposed
why
to do
aren't
to take
they?
Care
is
of it, other people.
That's why I started the way I did, Victoria.
Because they don't think it's important. They don't think it's as serious as it is.
They don't value their own lives, even. That's what really is kind of troubling, how cheap we assess life to be, or at least some of us anyway. As an aside, not that I don't want to get into the personal nature of what has gone on with you and your husband and his family, but I am interested to know how people are doing this. That is, those who have lost members of their family, normally, with most people anyway, it hasn't been the case in my family, you'd bring in a funeral home and they'd take care of the body and then you'd have calling hours and you'd have a funeral. I would have thought all that stuff would be off. now because you wouldn't want people to get together.
You would think.
And that's what the media leads us to believe. The media leads us to believe that the bodies are just stacking up and that there's no place to put them and that the funerals are off.
In Italy, they are. The military has confiscated essentially all of the bodies.
They should just burn them. That's what they should do in order to not make sure the virus doesn't spread.
That's what happened in 1918.
They burned all the bodies.
Well, the problem, though, is no one seems to know how long this virus can live on or in a body.
I thought it was 60 hours or 72 hours or something like that. No?
I don't know. I literally spent time yesterday researching this. Apparently, the funeral director for my husband's grandmother's situation didn't know either and is relying on his parents and their knowledge. And there's a serious lack of knowledge there because they're not even in quarantine and they have the virus. So some people are really just not taking this seriously and all we're doing is killing our elderly. So quick, you know, footnote, kids, stay away from your grandparents and your elderly and
absolutely.
Just be a good neighbor and don't be selfish and don't be an a-hole.
All right, so let's talk about a little bit the social, or what I don't refer to it, I call it physical distancing, because that's what it really is. How are people doing in various parts of the country, whether it be the East Coast, the West Coast, in between? I noticed Bill Gates was yesterday in some public forum saying that we ought to have an extreme shutdown. And what is more extreme than what we have? Not allowing people on the streets. Picking up, you know, if somebody's on the street, what do you do? The police pick them up, they put them in jail. Then what happens? So how do you police this responsibly?
I think that's the question. Broken up by the police. We do know that, and that's happened in New Jersey. That's happened in California. That's happened in New York. Other than that, I don't know.
Constitutionally, what power do people have? At some point, so we're all, I think by and large, and I know there are the exceptions, Victoria's right, there are the exceptions of people just being dopes, but I think by and large the people that I know are playing by the rules. And
I think that's true with me too, I would agree with that, in my
sense. I mean, obviously there's always an exception, but people are playing by the rules at least as much as they can, and so I think that's the gray area in this. How much enforcement do we even want? And if this goes on for a longer amount of time, as we, I think, all probably agree that this is going to go on for a while, then what is there going to start being some gray area? You know, in Los Angeles, the archdiocese closed down all the Catholic churches, but they did that on their own because the government asked them, hey, we don't want people congregating in large groups. They did. And they...
we don't want you to open up the church. Yeah.
Well, they canceled the churches on their own. They were not mandated to.
I'm teasing you a little bit.
But now, the gun stores, this has been an issue for the last week in L.A. County. The sheriff wants to close down the gun stores. He said he was going to. No, not good. That's a constitutional infringement. So then he got blowback from people, and so he decided he wasn't going to close down the gun stores. Well, then he got into this weird... I'm telling you, there's some weird stuff going on in
Why
County.
Is it a constant... Wait a minute, hold
how
on.
Is that, wait, I just don't understand. How is that deemed an essential business?
Because especially for people who are on a waiting period, so let's say people bought a gun and that's their Second Amendment right to buy the gun, and then they couldn't access the gun store to pick it up because in California there's like this huge amount of red tape that you have to go through. You can't just go in and buy a gun and pick it up. So for people who bought the gun and can't have access to it, that is a constitutional right. There would be some legal issues there. It's true.
Get a life.
It's not the right to retail. I'm not going to get off of our constitutional rights, but in any case...
No, I'm talking to you to get a life. I'm just saying, come on, what are the priorities?
But that's not the argument.
But if
the argument
is closed,
if you think about other people...
So how is that not as important as the
gun store? But see, this is what I'm getting at. The churches did it voluntarily. The government is coming in to try to close down those other things. So what my point is this. How long are people going to put up with this? And are they going to start going, okay, well, we must be fine now. It's a long enough amount of time. We're going to go outside. We're going to have some people over for a game night. We're going to have a birthday party. And then what's the question? That's the question. Are the police going to come in and start arresting people? Because in L.A., they're letting people out of jail because they can't guarantee their safety. So what happens next?
Well, I think in New York, I have friends, most of our contacts in our lives are in New York City right now, and people are starting to report when people are having, like, parties in their apartment, and some people are still doing that, which is just ridiculous, but they are. And so there are a lot of people who are just calling 911 and reporting large
gatherings.
But what's
the enforcement, I guess, would be my question. Yeah. That's what I'm getting at, and that's the argument. What's the enforcement?
If you go back to New York, a lot of New York police officers are even refusing to go to work. They don't want to be there. They don't want to.
Well, so many police officers in New York have the virus now. Yeah. It's spread pretty quickly. And so I don't know if any of them are hospitalized. I don't know if it's that bad, but a lot of them have tested positive.
It's a conundrum. This is the time to march your way to good health by getting your weight to the optimum number. Spring is upon us, and the virus is upon us. And you want to be, all of us should be thinking, but we don't necessarily. And I guess you could say, well, who am I to say what we should think? And that's a good question. I'm telling you my experience or my advice. Victoria and I have had long conversations about this, as a matter of fact. I think all of us are more conscious of our health now than probably we've been for a long, long time.
Absolutely.
And so on the road to your good health is losing weight. And the product that I've been touting here on this program, we've all been touting it for a number of years, is Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. If you go to toploss.com, you'll see why Calitren is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. And if you use the code DJV, you'll be able to buy 3 and get 3 free. Buy 4, get 4 free. Buy 100 and get 100 free. The capsules are available. The liquid is available. You get on the program, there's no sense in getting on it unless you stay for at least 3 months. I found in my experience 6 months is better because you get the weight off your body and you keep it off. It's all natural. You buy as many as you want, double it. It's kind of like the BOGO offer at MyPillow. A lot of people are offering special deals to get you to use the product. They even have a payment plan now at Calitren, so that if you only can pay, $20 a month or $30 a month, whatever it is, to get your health in order, then you can use that plan as well. But help yourself. Calitren, again, the number one choice, 86% safe success for the people because it's an all-natural product. Calitren, number one choice for healthy weight loss. Get yourself healthy into the right place. The get 3 free, or as many after 3 as you want. Go for it. At toploss.com, make sure you use the code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least $30,000 a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
I don't know Missouri Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We seem to be carrying big Kenny Chesney fans here on the DJB program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug, you, lots of people are interested in what's going on. He announced yesterday the track list for his upcoming album. The album's called Here and Now. His second LP under Warner Music Nashville, Here and Now, coming out the 1st of May, spanning 12 tracks. The project includes the single Tip of My Tongue. We heard that. That's what this is, right?
Oh, I can taste it on the tip of my tongue. Let it roll.
This may not be my favorite.
Let it roll. Baby,
he's got a single out of that, Here and Now, that was released yesterday as well. We heard a little of that as we got into this.
The reason I giggle a little is because Kenny Chesney is made for fun party BG songs. And when he does serious stuff, I don't know, there's something about it that, like,
doesn't work. Yeah.
When he tries to be, like, heartfelt and...
Yeah, you're supposed to be holding a shot of tequila and a beach ball, man. Just stick with it.
He's like the barefoot guy, right? He's always barefoot. Yeah.
Oh, he's kind of like Margaritaville in a manner of speaking.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, he made a decision a couple of weeks ago to put off the April dates and some of the May dates as well of his Chillax vacation tour. Sounds like something that you do in Californication, citing public health concerns. Good. Duh. Hello.
I have tickets for September. We'll see if mine are good.
You'll be okay. That included stadium tours in Atlanta and Minneapolis, Dallas as well. And then there's several slightly smaller gigs as well in that whole trip. Stadium shows originally were supposed to include Florida Georgia Line on the trip, Old Dominion, Michael Franti, and Spearhead, though the rescheduled dates and supporting acts have not been announced. Here and Now features it's got a song. Well, no, this actually follows up on Songs for Saints, right? His love letter to the Caribbean Islands in the wake of the hurricanes there. That album had the hit single Get Along, as well as the reflective Better Boat, which featured Mindy Smith.
You know, I had that song to play, but now that I've learned that Jen doesn't like reflective songs, I'll just leave that one quiet. Oh, yeah. No, this one's fun. This one talks about, like, get a beer, get along, get a, you know, have
this
a fun time.
This is a sweet spot. So, stay in this lane.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. All right.
This feels like a sing-along anthem. Like, I can totally pick up the whole audience singing along to this.
Back to Margaritaville. 26 after here on the DJV program, the Eagles now in the focus. They have postponed the rest of their tour dates for the rest of the year, at least until fall, because of the obvious. The band's been playing the Hotel California LP as that's what they're performing. They're out on tour with Hotel California. Long set of hits from that album at American Arenas. And they started in February. They stopped, I guess, in Houston, right, on March 7th. So they pushed the new schedule dates. A couple of nights in Denver are scheduled to kick it back off again September 18th and 19th. And then they'll go to Phoenix on the 24th and the 25th. Also include multiple nights in L.A. and San Fran, St. Paul, Minnesota, plus a gig in Dallas as well. Tickets to the shows, the original show, is going to be honored for the rescheduled dates, which, of course, is only appropriate. Who would have the balsam to just say, well, the tickets for the original shows are no good. Sorry, you have to buy new ones. Anybody have? Nobody's got that.
Well,
no refunding. Yeah.
Yeah, you should see how many shows and plays I've lost. They're refunding, and really, that's it.
All I know is we're going to have a very busy September.
I was going to say.
October.
So we're all pre-programmed to stay indoors now. No one's going to go.
I think we got cabin fever already, frankly, but it's not over by a long shot. 28 past the hour. This half hour seems to be over on the DJV program. Take it easy.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says Americans could start getting relief checks from the government within 3 weeks in the face of the coronavirus crisis. That assumes the Senate-passed stimulus bill now clears the House today and is signed by President Trump. Mnuchin says
the American workers and American public and American business, they need the money now. So this is not the time to debate a bill that passed with every single vote.
In the interview with CNBC, Mnuchin brushed off some concerns about a record number of weekly jobless claims last week, nearly 3.3 million. Southwest Airlines now cutting 1,500 daily flights as the virus slashes demand for air travel. China banning most foreigners from entering the country now to combat the virus. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
On his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you honest. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, folks who are interested in aunts and uncles, yeah, I like that. This is the Friday, March 27th version of the DJV program. On the air, on the radio, on the air. Yesterday, for whatever the reason, I've been closer to my iPhone lately, as Carol will tell you, because sometimes it goes beep, 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 beep.
We hear it.
In the studio, yeah. And for whatever the reason, I stuck it in my pocket, and I picked it out when I was down the farm.
Ew, don't say you picked it out of your pocket. That's so gross.
What? I took it out of my pocket. Oh, you like that
better?
You're
making it kind of sound like a booger. So,
no.
You
guys. So, anyway, I took it out of my pocket, and I was talking to me. It was yesterday morning's program. Somehow or other, I had hit the TuneIn radio icon on the app part of it, and it was just, I was listening to me.
You got to hear talking from your favorite person.
Right. Right. I was listening to some of the things I was saying, and they were... they were
very
actually,
astute.
Yes, they were extraordinarily astute. The big news of the day today, for those of you who do not want to know any more about what's going on with the virus, is the story of a dog named Lieutenant Dan. Victoria, why don't you tell us about Lieutenant Dan? Then I want you to tell us about your new dog. We'll start with Lieutenant Dan.
Well, Lieutenant Dan is the new Cadbury Bunny. Cadbury has, for the second year in a row, they've had the Easter Bunny contest.
Yeah.
And this was not just for dogs. They had 4,000 pets from all 50 states were entered into the contest to become the new Cadbury's Easter Bunny. And Lieutenant Dan, who is the cutest two-legged hound, he is a dog from New Richmond, Ohio. He ended up winning. And he is, of course, Lieutenant Dan and the two legs being a reference to the Forrest Gump and Gary Sinise's character, Lieutenant Dan. That's what he's named after. And so Lieutenant Dan sometimes has wheels, sometimes he doesn't, but he was born with a deformity with his back legs, and apparently he was in a lot of pain, so they amputated his back legs, and ever since then, life has been really good for Lieutenant Dan. He loves playing with other dogs. He has a really sweet life. Kara's been on his Instagram page, and so he beat out llamas, hamsters, ducks, 3 dogs, 2 cats, a pig, and a pony. They were the final 10.
A lot of competition.
I know. They were chosen by the Cadbury brand team. And so once they narrowed it down to the final 10, then the public got to vote. They had over 200,000 votes for this. And Lieutenant Dan was the clear winner. So he is now, we're now going to see him on the new TV commercials for this year for Easter. And he also receives a $5,000 prize. And Cadbury donated $10,000 to the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. So he is a rescue pup, and it's a really wonderful story. I think it's great that Cadbury's doing this. You know, I don't know if you guys have noticed the commercials for Cadbury Easter eggs throughout the years, but it's usually been you know, different animals with bunny ears. It's very cute.
Yeah. One of the things this points out is something we can all learn from. You know, dogs, when they want to play, they don't pay any attention to the breed of the dog, the color of the dog, whether the dog's got 2 legs, whether the dog's got 4 legs.
No discrimination.
None whatsoever. We can learn wonderful things. All right, so you have a new dog that's been, you started with it as a foster dog, and then you thought at first you weren't going to get along with the dog that survived. One of your dogs passed away a month or so ago, and so after getting over the trauma of that, you and your husband decided that you'd take in. You've done fostering before, though. You've done that for quite a long time.
Yeah.
So what
Chester is probably our
Chester,
6th or 7th foster. And Chester.
Was he named Chester when he arrived, or did you name him Chester?
He was named that, and you know, we decided to keep, most people change the names, but we decided to keep his name because he looks like a little Chester. You know, sometimes dogs just sort of look like their names, and he does. So after about a week and a half and of fostering him, he just sort of turned the page one day, and he just became really comfortable. And then he and Bentley started playing, and it is like WrestleMania all day long now, and it is. Sometimes annoying because we have to, you know, say, all right, guys, like, I'm trying to work here, and they're just constantly wrestling on the couch. But it is very cute, and he is a Chiweenie. So he is a Chihuahua and a Dachshund mix. So he's got kind of a Chihuahua face with a very long wiener dog body. He's very cute.
Chiweenie.
And Chiweenie. It's a weenie dog. Yeah.
Weenie.
He's very sweet. So we are foster fails for the second time. So Bentley was our first foster fail. And Warren Eckstein, our pet expert, he predicted this would happen. I said, I don't know, Warren. I think this one's going to go to a different home. And Warren just laughed at me, and so he was correct.
Nope. Couple of sports.
Just suckered you in.
Yep.
Things that have gone on the last 24 hours or so. The passing of Fred Neal, who was known as Curly, on the Harlem Globetrotters. He was 77. He was the character man. I don't know. Does anybody not remember?
I met him once at an airport and gave him my seat because our seats had gotten mixed up. I was traveling with the guy that I was dating before, Lewis, and our seats weren't together. And so we were at the desk at American Airlines saying, hey, can we get 2 seats together? We were coming back from, I think, Mexico or something. And then Curly was standing behind us, and we turned around, and I thought at first, I was like, I think that's Curly from the Globetrotters. And my boyfriend at the time went right up to him. He's like, hey, Curly, what's going on? Oh, my God. Like, and they had this wonderful moment. And so we gave him our seat. We switched, and he was so nice. He signed some stuff for my boyfriend's niece, who was a little girl who just loved the Globetrotters. He could not have been more gracious and just the biggest smile and just so much warmth. It just emanated
the Harlem
from him.
What an amazing.
Yeah.
So here's the question. Kara has the tune handy by, but I want to know what the tune is. What is the name of the tune that has followed the Globetrotters since the beginning? Anybody know? What's
it
called?
I know. I would recognize it.
I can hum it to you.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
All right. So.
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that different man with the bones.
He'll have himself a ball.
Yeah, I know the song, I just don't know the name.
Georgia Brown, that's what the tune is called.
Oh.
Ba, 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 ba. It is so appropriate for these guys. If you've never seen the Globetrotters, they still are around. One of the most entertaining shows I think I ever saw as a kid was my father actually took me to the Globetrotters and Meadowlark Lemon, man.
I've never seen them live, but I've seen them on TV a bunch.
They are just...
I love that it's transcended generations. It's so fun, and it's such a great family thing.
He shaved his head. That's why they called him Curly. Hello. His number was number 22. Was retired Madison Square Garden in 2008. He said being a Globetrotter, especially during this time, was as much a responsibility as it was a job, because they were not just entertainers. They helped ease a lot of the tension that we have had in our country. It didn't matter if you were black, white, or whatever, laughing and enjoying yourselves. And again, there's a great lesson in that. It's like the dogs playing with each other. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. So the latest in the Tom Brady thing. This week we've not had a chance to talk much about what's going on there. Apparently, there was a back and forth between him and the Patriots about who would support him. It wasn't about money, as it turns out. And there's an interesting op-ed piece from Joe Montana that after Montana talked to him, he talked to Brady about what he was doing, because he was in sort of the same situation at the end of his career. And so you think he didn't understand, and he said that in the op-ed, how New England let him go. And nobody else does either. It appears to be a complete... sort of, whether it's ego, whatever the hell it is, most everybody agrees that's a professional in the field, that this was a real bogus, that Brady wanted to stay, made it obvious that he wanted to stay, he told them what he needed to stay, and they just thought he was kidding. So.
But the weird thing that is, I don't know what else was involved, because Brady took a $30 million contract with Tampa Bay, The Patriots had a $30 million salary cap, so they could have given him the $30 million. So I don't think it was about money. Yeah, it just, I don't understand what they were thinking, and I don't know. I agree with Joe Montana. I think this is a huge mistake for them to let him go. Maybe he only has two seasons left. Who cares? You know,
but he can do so much for the team, and he's a franchise player. I think it's a mistake for him to go to another team. I know he wants to keep playing, so he had no other choice. But I don't know. Just spend the last 2 years of his career somewhere else. Yeah.
We all have choices. Today is National Spanish Paella Day.
Paella.
Considered by a lot of folks. How much you, huh? Paella, how you say
paella.
It?
Yeah.
Paella. 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 I just met a girl named Paella. It's a traditional dish in Spain called peasant food, originally. It's a lunchtime rice dish over there prepared by workers in the field over an open fire. A national paella. Is that, what you, is that it?
It paella. Is, yep.
Paella. All right. Celebrates
you
food
never had
filled.
Paella? This is right up your alley. It's everything.
I actually think I have, but I think the Jamaicans made it. I don't remember. And I would think that the Jamaicans are always cooking special rice dishes, and I think that paella is one of them.
I mean, this is a native Spain, like Spain Spanish dish. It's not even Mexican, but I don't know. Maybe Jamaicans have a variation of it. Yeah.
The open flame is essential. That's how they cook it outside, right?
Yeah.
On a fire. That's right.
Or inside. I've been to Spanish restaurants where they have like a sort of like a brick oven kind of thing, and so they can cook it in that way. But it's always, you'll always know it's paella because it's that signature dish. It looks like it's a very flat, wide, round dish
that
they cook it on with the handles. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
It looks like some nasty fish came into my rice bowl.
Doug would love it.
I know.
The television news includes the news that Meghan Markle is going to work for Disney with the new Elephant trailer. She's done that. Oh, so what is the Elephant? It's a documentary about elephants.
Documentary, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's going to do the background, which I think is pretty appropriate, frankly. The plot of Elephant revolves around an African pachyderm. Is that the name? Shani is the name?
Yeah.
And her son, Jomo. And when you say documentary, is it shot in Africa, or is mm-hmm. this one of those?
Yeah, it follows this herd of elephants, and mm-hmm. she's the narrator. And so it's like most other, you know, wildlife documentaries, follows the herd, and she is going to be voicing their story. So
she's in
and
pretty good company. Meryl Streep has done this sort of thing. Morgan Freeman has done this sort of thing. And Natalie Portman has done a documentary for a Disney Nature called Dolphin Reef, which will premiere at the same time Elephant does on April the 3rd. So they must have just put this together fairly quickly for her to be doing it and then have it ready in the next week or so. So if you're a fan of Meghan Markle's, want to know what's going on with her, that is her entree, if you will, the entrance into the world of television. We mentioned this yesterday, but I thought it was worth a moment here in the television section. The first season of Star Trek Picard now coming to an end. CBS is offering a free month-long trial of all access. I might do that myself. We were talking about who was going to do it yesterday.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
Some interesting things.
How do you sign up? What do you do?
You just go to CBSAllAccess.com, and I believe the code word is GIFT, G-I-F-T, and mm-hmm. then if you sign up between now and April 23rd, I want to say, then you get instead of the 7-day free trial, it's a whole month. And the cool thing is, most people cancel after the 7-day trial. Mm-hmm. CBS All Access seems to know that, and they allow you to go in, sign up, you put your credit card in, and then you can cancel it immediately after you sign up, and so that way you won't forget to, because it'll automatically renew. So that way you won't forget, but you still get the whole free month, which is kind of
cool.
So
you do it on your app, but it works on your TV. So you have to do.
You can download
calls for you to.
If you have a smart TV, then you can download the CBS All Access app on.
I have a smart TV. It's just I'm not very smart at operating a smart TV.
Well, you can. So if you have a smart TV, then you can download the app to your
TV. I'll call you when I'm ready to do it.
I'm going to see Doug Steffen come up on my phone and be like, oh, boy.
I think Victoria's busy at that time.
Yeah.
That's okay. Thanks, Kara. He'll call you.
I know. No, actually, I'm busy for the rest of my life.
Right. One of the well-known character actors from television, movies, and plays passed away because of the virus. His name is Mark Blum. If you saw him instantly, you would recognize him. You didn't know his name, but you know him from hundreds and hundreds of episodic television adventures and in number of movies, Desperately Seeking Susan. But if you saw him, immediately recognize him. Been around since
I just looked him up on IMDb, and he's been
everything.
He does look familiar. He's been on, like, every show that I watch, at least for one episode.
Yeah, he's been around. All right, Jen, what do we have for television viewing tonight?
Well, tonight on television, I'm going to start with a thing that I think we could all use, a little movie distraction, right? So Starz has got the premiere of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. If you haven't seen the movie yet.
So good. We watched it last week.
It's a good movie.
You could check it out on Starz at 8 o'clock. So that's pretty cool. Also, the series of Vagrant Queen on Sci-Fi. That's at 10 o'clock. Brand new show there. This weekend on Sunday, I would check out Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. Apparently, she's getting her own power turned on her. That's on CBS on Sunday.
All right, 10 before the hour here on the DJV Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Past the hour now. It's time for us to go through the top five items this week in the world of technology. When I say we, for us, I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here, starting at number five, going to number one, the online toilet paper calculator.
Yeah, well, toilet paper is the hottest commodity right now in the United States. The rest of Europe and my family has contacted me. They're like, what's with the toilet paper thing? Like, I don't know. But people have been hoarding it, and a lot of people are unsure how long their supply will last. And so two software developers who are students in London, they created a website called howmuchtoiletpaper.com. And this will actually calculate how much toilet paper you have and how long this stash will last you. And it's free to use, and the layout is very simple. You just enter how many rolls of toilet paper you have in your stash, and how many times a day you visit the bathroom, and how many people live in your house, and they will give you the answer to how long your stash will last. So it's one of those, it's one of these quirky little weird websites that popped up, but a lot of people are using it, and they've had like millions of views now of this website because people are that concerned how long the toilet paper is going to last. So you can go and check it out for free. It's howmuchtoiletpaper.com.
Meanwhile, there are restaurants, some restaurants are, when you get takeout, they are giving you the takeout plus a roll of toilet paper.
Right, which is not normally a good sign, but, you know, right. Nowadays everything's different.
Number four, Best Buy and the way they're doing business these days.
Best Buy has seen, there are certain businesses have done very, very well during this pandemic, and Best Buy is one of them. You can, with all the Apple stores closed down, a lot of people have been buying Apple products, having Apple products repaired at Best Buy with the Geek Squad, and so Best Buy is staying open, but now they have closed the actual stores to anyone on the outside world. So essentially,
you get your iPhone, you drop it off, and and then
you drop it off at the curbside. Everything is curbside, so you can plan in advance.
So there's somebody outside each of the Best Buys, and you say, hey, this doesn't work right. And
and they will approach your car, and they will most likely have a mask and gloves on, and at least they'll definitely have gloves. And so they will take your product, they'll take it in, repair it, you pick it up whenever it's ready. This goes the same thing with if you order new products, you just go onto the Best Buy app, buy whatever you want, and then you pick it up curbside. So the only thing that they're not doing now, if you order things like refrigerators, which a lot of people are doing, they're ordering a second refrigerator to stock up on frozen food. The only thing is they now say they will not bring it into your home. They will bring it to your front door. So make sure you have a friend around if you are ordering a large appliance from Best Buy.
Right. Number three is a new plan from T-Mobile.
Yeah, T-Mobile launched their new Connect plan early this week, they weren't supposed to launch it yet, but because of what's going on with the coronavirus, they decided to launch this plan early. It is a prepaid package, it is 2 gigs of data, and it's only $15 a month. For anyone who has been laid off, we know, over 3 million people filed for unemployment this week alone, so we know a lot of people are hurting right now, and we have to stay connected. People still need a phone. They need some access to the internet, and this is a great way to do it. 2 gigs is not going to be a lot of storage and data, but $15 a month to stay connected to your friends and family is a really, really good deal. It is prepaid, so that means you don't have to. There's no contract, and you will not be billed every month. You pay for it on the front end, and then once your data is up, then the phone shuts off. But it is a really good deal, and there is video streaming available on the Connect plan. It's a lower resolution. I don't think people who are really looking for a budget plan like this are really that concerned about the resolution of streaming, but just so you are aware, it is a much lower resolution. Metro by T-Mobile is also a new plan that they've offered, a $35 a month hotspot plan, and that's 20 gigs of data, and so that's also a really great deal. In addition, Metro is offering a free 8-inch tablet for new or current customers. So lots of stuff happening with T-Mobile.
All right, we quickly mentioned CBS All Access. Free one-month trial at number two,
This is a great deal. CBS All Access is giving one whole month of a free trial of their app. And if you go between now and April 23rd, sign up, use the code GIFT, G-I-F-T, and then you'll get a whole month of CBS All Access streaming.
All right, what's Verizon giving to all their mobile customers? That's number one.
Yeah, Verizon has basically automatically added 15 gigs of high-speed data to every single wireless plan. You don't need to do anything if you are a wireless customer with Verizon. You automatically have an extra 15 gigs, which is really helpful at a time where everyone's at home, homeschooling, home working, things like that. It's a great deal.
All right, and this is a great deal, too. You got a summary of what's going on in the world of technology as it applies to most of us commoners, thanks to the work of Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.